Okay, what about your parents? Do you remember where they were born?
No, I really don't.
Okay. Had they had much education?
Well, they both of them did, and been dead for years. Oh. My mom been dead about 13 years. My dad been dead about 10 years.
And you don't know how much education they'd had?
I really don't.
Okay. Do you know anything about your grandparents, where they were from?
I don't know my grandma. I know my granddad, but he was born in slavery.
In where?
In slavery. My granddad was. Uh-huh. My grandmother was born right after slavery, a little after slavery.
Here in Georgia or South Carolina?
I don't know. He was quite a kid, but he was an old man. And, you know, they wore long whiskers.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And he used to sit down and tell us about slavery time, you know, back in his day. That's all I can remember about him. I know he did tell us then why he was born and everything, but... I can't remember.
How old is your husband?
At least almost 15.
Okay, and are you a Baptist too?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your occupation?
Well, I ain't done none much now. I've been waiting at that block there.
Oh, Have you lived here all your life?
Yes, except about 2-3 years.
Did you go to school here in Turin?
Yes, ma'am.
For how long, do you remember?
I got to 5th grade.
Oh. Uh-huh. And are you friends, most of the people who live around here, or working companions, or... I guess everybody knows everybody, don't they?
Just a few. You know, so many strange folks are moving in here now, I don't hardly know them.
Oh. Hmm.
All the way, it's been died out, and all the young folks coming in, I don't know very well.
Are they coming in to work in the factory, or what's...
No, just...
Moving in, they work most of it. Everybody work in town, I mean, people got to go to the mountain.
Come on,
come on.
Did you get her? Are you coming?
Maybe
out?
Just right at first. Do you remember where your parents were born? Were they from Georgia?
Yes.
Oh, were you born right here in Turin?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, shall we get on to the questions? What?
All right, Ron, you can ask me any more than all the questions now.
Well, I think I'll have to ask them to you since we have your information on the form, and we have to keep just asking one person so that it's consistent. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, about 3 or 4 p.m.?
In the evening.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Morning.
Okay. Do you ever say anything with sun in it? Sunrise or sun up?
You mean like sunset? Mm-hmm. Sunset or sunrise?
Uh-huh, either one of those.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if there's been a bad storm, and then the rain stops and the clouds go away and it starts to get clear, what do you call it? The weather is...
Well, what should I say? The weather is mild, or the weather is normal, or...
Do you ever say it's clearing up or
clearing up? Yeah, it's fine. It's fine up now. I'd say it like that.
Yeah, I hope it stays that way, too.
Is it true?
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
We call it a cloudburst.
Okay.